USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
South Africa has suspended a COVID vaccination program that would have vaccinated frontline healthcare workers with the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine. The program was set to begin in mid-February, but has been halted in light of a clinical trial that pointed to the vaccine not being effective at preventing sickness from the variant first seen in that country. The trial suggested the AstraZeneca shot was only minimally protective against mild to moderate COVID symptoms caused by the South African variant, which accounts for more than 90% of cases currently in the country, according to South African health officials. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl champions, defeating the Kansas City Chiefs 31-9. Tom Brady found longtime target tight end Rob Gronkowski for two touchdowns in the first half, finishing the night 21 of 29 for 201 yards and three scores. The win gives Brady his record seventh title. He also won his fifth Super Bowl MVP award, also a record. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration will reportedly issue new guidelines to their agents revising how they handle arrests and is expected to reduce the number of deportations. The new guidelines coming after the White House's initial order to put a 100-day pause on deportations was blocked by a federal judge. Representative Henry Cuellar says he's reached out to the White House to express his concerns with the new immigration policies. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News that he's seen concerning changes in the patterns of border crossings.
Even before the election, I said, hey, we got to be careful as to how we deal with the borders, because what I'm seeing now at the borders, we're seeing groups coming in. Mm-hmm. You might not see the caravans, but you're seeing large groups of 50 to 60. In fact, in my area, we had about 263 individuals the last week in two large groups. So the thing is, what do you do with those individuals? And then what do we do about deportation? And we have to find balance of what ICE has to do. I support ICE. I support the men and women that are there. We just got to find that right policy.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Iran has called for U.S. economic sanctions against them to be lifted before it complies with the terms of a 2015 nuclear deal. But President Biden says he won't be lifting sanctions in order to get Iran back to the negotiating table. Biden has said he intends to rejoin the 2015 deal that former President Trump pulled the U.S. out of in 2018, but not until Iran stops enriching uranium. Senator Lindsey Graham says keeping the sanctions on is the right move. The South Carolina Republican tells CBS's Face the Nation that the president shouldn't completely discount a policy just because it was put in place by Trump.
I think Iran is weaker today than they've been since the regime was started about 40 years ago. So if I were President Biden, I would keep the sanctions on until Iran changed its behavior. I would not want to go into an old deal with Iran because they've been up to no good for too long. So he's going to have three problems here. What to do with Iran differently than Trump, what to do with China different than Trump, and how to change Trump immigration policies without creating a run on the border. I would caution President Biden, because Trump did it doesn't mean it's wrong. Mm-hmm. So I would slow down if I were President Biden and reevaluate some of these Trump policies and keep them in place if they make sense.
And three-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka won the first match of the day at Rod Laver Arena in straight sets to open the 2021 Australian Open. The tournament, the first Grand Slam of the season, was delayed 3 weeks to allow for all coaches, players, and staff arriving from overseas to quarantine before the tournament started. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.